CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. Extended conferences on budget programming have opened in Yaoundé, jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The inter-community conflict between the Tikars and the Bamuns of the Noon Division, which has already claimed 3 lives, has come under discussion at talks organized by the Ministry of Territorial Administration. Youths in Cameroon have been told to avail themselves of the opportunities offered by the Special Presidential Triennial Youth Plan for Digital Transformation and Wealth Creation. This is the focus of the 7 p.m. in-depth segment. The leader of a Kenyan religious group who encouraged more than 400 people to starve themselves to death has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter in one of the worst cases of court-related mass deaths in the country. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Extended conferences on budget programming and associated performance have opened in Yaoundé, jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The 9-day forum was officially launched by Minister Alamin Usman May today. It was attended by a cross-section of members of government, development partners, as well as members of civil society organizations. Ngu Henry reports.
In his keynote address, the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, said that the conferences are in line with the head of state's decree establishing the state budgetary calendar. It is a forum par excellence for validating adjusted medium-term expenditure frameworks for public administrations to realign their policies to their priorities and strategies. For 9 days, all the preliminary activities in the preparation of the 2025 state budget will be examined, as well as achievements in the past, so as to set the objectives for the next 3 years in the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The National Development Strategy has set the different goals, and based on the performance achieved, participants who are from public administrations will assess how to adjust their medium-term expenditure framework to the Vision 2035. The outcome of the discussions will also be within the cabinet meeting, as well as the parliament, where there was a debate about the 2025 state budget. Minister Alamin Usman May opines that the forum will produce a strong document in planning, programming, budgeting.
The late settlement of bills by the government and the lack of financial, human and material resources by some enterprises have been identified as major hurdles to the proper execution of public investment projects in the littoral region. Stakeholders say if addressed, the recurrent problem of poor execution of projects and the non-respect of deadlines will be solved. Pontianos Lawong reports from CRTV Littoral.
The littoral region received an envelope of 17 billion CFA francs as its own share of the state budget for 2024. Out of this amount, the sum of 8 billion francs accounted for the public investment budget to be managed at the regional level. In addition, 76 billion francs were also made available for projects in the region to be directly managed by the Ministry of Finance. Health, education, electricity supply and road infrastructure were the key areas targeted, but stakeholders have complained about the poor execution of some of the projects as well as the non-respect of deadlines. The Mayor of Yabasi Income Division, Jean Mirabeau Eba, blames the situation on natural factors such as severe rainy season and also some enterprises that lack the financial and material resources to get the job done. Contractors, including Blaise Cyril Ketang, argued that pre-financing projects constitutes a high risk since government hardly settles bills on time.
At the moment, we are waiting for that bill to pay. We have too many difficulties.
These are issues expected to be addressed by the powers that be, and the littoral region expects the completion of pending projects such as the second phase of the rehabilitation of the east entrance to Douala, the rehabilitation of the bridge over the River Vuri, as well as the construction, extension and maintenance of educational and health facilities, plus other projects likely to feature on the region's annual work plan of investment projects between 2025 and 2027. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
We have this press release from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance hereby informs users, import-export operators, and the general public that from September 16, 2024, dock dues, taxes, and related value-added taxes will be automatically calculated and collected via the CAMSIS, Common Customs Information Systems, Customs IT System. Thus, all members of the stevedores unions are invited to the IT division of the Directorate General of Customs in Douala no later than September 2, 2024, with all the information required for the necessary configurations, that's bank details, authorization, attestation of taxpayers, registration, and so on. The Minister of Finance therefore invites all those wishing to obtain further information on this reform to contact the IT division of the Directorate General of Customs in Bonanjo or the Directorate General of Taxation in Yaoundé. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Motaze. Consultations among representatives of the TICAS and Bamuns in view of finding a lasting solution to conflicts opposing the two communities in Noon Division continue. Organized by the Minister of Territorial Administration, the talks come barely 3 days after three people were killed in Magba during a scuffle. In the following report, senior reporter Hananjong comes back on the Magba conflict and assures that calm has returned.
Magba Town, headquarters of one of the six subdivisions of the Noon Division West Region, is habited by two dominant tribes, amongst others. The Bamuns, whose ruler is the Sultan, and the Tikars, with a chief of their own. The Bamun Biennial Festival, known as the Ngwon, was to be launched this year in different subdivisions as one of its innovations. According to the governor, Awa Fonka Augustine, the attempted launching of the festival in Magba sparked the flame.
On the 8th of August, an activity of the Ngwon was programmed in Magba, as well as other localities in the division. Unfortunately, the Tikas did not admit that activity in their locality, considering that the two communities had had previous incidents and conflicts that had not been handled.
The people can now savour peace again.
The Sultan of Fumba issued a communique asking that people should pray for peace, while the head of the Tikas also issued a communique asking that people should work towards peace.
One of such measures is continuous dialogue initiated by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji. Once more, Governor Awa Fonka Augustine.
The forces of law and order are on ground, and on the part of the administration, we've requested that this activity be suspended for now and the old format be brought into consideration, taking cognizance of the fact that the Gwon is now an international festival that has to do with the Ministry of Arts and Culture. So the Ministry of Arts and Culture needs to come into place because we badly need peace at this moment.
As the country braces up for the kickoff of a new academic year and for next year's presidential election, peace is the only watchword. Hananjong, CRTV News, Bafusang.
At 7:09, it is time for the in-depth segment. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has urged youths in Cameroon to take advantage of President Paul Biya's special triennial youth plan to trigger the digital transformation needed in the country's economy. Minister Mununa Futsu made the call today afternoon at the National Museum in Yaoundé while chairing an official event to mark the 25th International Youth Day. Rigobe Maniga has the details of that story in the following report.
Celebrations marking the 2024 International Youth Day in Cameroon are looking at the progress Cameroonian youths have made in the use of ICTs for sustainable development. This explains why 25 of the youths were awarded certificates after a boot camp on ICT and moral armament. Speaking to the youths gathered at the National Museum in Yaoundé, Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu encouraged them to take advantage of the head of state's 3-year special youth plan to trigger what he described as a highly needed digital transformation for Cameroon's economy. The member of government has instructed the president of the National Youth Council, Fadimatu Iyawa, to make use of honesty, civic mindedness and patriotism as she heads a nationwide youth survey launched today in a bid to revise the current National Youth Plan, taking into account the real-time needs of young Cameroonians.
Drug consumption has increased throughout the country and the age of initiations is gradually increasing on a daily basis. Even though the government and many other civil society organizations are leaving no stone unturned to curb the societal ill, the consumption continues to be a cause for concern. Marie-Claire Doe of CRTV Center spoke to some Yaoundé City dwellers who say the increase is due to some setbacks. Her report.
The National Anti-Drug Committee reports that out of the 21% of the population that use substances, 60% are youths aged 20 to 25 years. Some city dwellers say poor parental monitoring can greatly affect a person's livelihood.
If you have a good background, your parents train you well, good morals, you wouldn't involve yourselves in drug consumption.
Social difficulties where we have poverty, lack of job opportunities, social isolation.
Others say peer pressure is to be blamed.
Today, we see a lot of young people experiencing peer pressure and exposure to drugs. We see a lot of social media posts, a lot of people who we look up to like musicians, and we think that that is the right thing to do. Also, drug has been made very easy to get today. There's easy access to drugs, and it's making it very difficult for the youth to abstain from drugs.
Friends can influence some of our decisions. That's why many of themselves in drug consumption, not because they really want it, but they find themselves being influenced by their surrounding.
In an effort to remedy the situation, the government and some civil society organizations have been leaving no stone unturned in defining strategies to curb the ill, which is slowly eating deep into the marrows of the youth population. Marie-Claire Doe, CRTV News Center.
Preparing young people for future responsibilities remains one of the biggest challenges of every nation, including Cameroon. To achieve this feat, countries are supposed to give the right orientation and education to young people. Maureen Wanzi Wilayi with this analysis.
Youths are said to be the future of the nation, meaning that they will have to lead, be able to craft laws and design policies for a better socio-political inclusion. For this to happen, they must have the right orientation and the right mentality, which can be shaped by the society, parents, and most especially the state. In this regard, the state has focused on developing policies and programs that seek to accelerate the socio-economic empowerment and integration of youths, with the objective of providing concrete solutions to the major preoccupations youths face in Cameroon. This is a real puzzler, but not an impossibility to the state. A major challenge because of the context in which young people are growing up today, where scammers and con men are being celebrated. Vices are seen as virtues and virtues as vices. A context where young people are overwhelmed by illusions seen on the social media. To surmount these challenges, the state will have to reinforce its policies, laws, and educational systems with projects that will give young people the possibility to make better choices. For example, an award to celebrate young people who have excelled in different fields can be instituted. Universities can also celebrate meritorious students, just like communities. If this is done with wide sensitization to the awareness of existing services for youth development, there is every possibility that the nation can count on its youths in future.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news is the Director General of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Dr. Tausi. He has been supervising the training of 1,500 conscripts in volunteerism, which ends tomorrow. In an interview with staff man Rigobert Mania, he begins by highlighting the key considerations in this year's training.
All trainers focus on fundamental values in a society. The special feature on this year's training is in the line with the major trends announced by the head of state on the beginning of the year, much more on highlighting the value of impulse substitution, which today is not only a reality, that needs to be emphasized, but a necessity for young people who must build the Cameroon of tomorrow. The aim is to strengthen the feeling of economic patriotism so that the young people who will be the citizen of tomorrow can cultivate the spirit of made in Cameroon and be capable of adopting attitudes and behavior that lead them to love, respect, and value this entire production of cultural and economic goods. The various parties involved, that is the parent and the institution that supervise the young people, are increasingly aware of what civic service training is all about, and that's why the mobilization operation are becoming easier and easier. Every year, instead of us going to young people, it is now the young people who come to the civic service agency, parents, and also encouraging their offspring to enroll. It's already a positive thing in terms of results.
Dr. Tausi, could we have an idea what is particular with this year's training of conscripts and what has been their response to the modules you put on the table?
This year in particular, we have strengthened the system of discussion with special resources persons. 10 years ago, we calibrated a type of resources person whose mission was to come and share their experience with young people in search of a role model and integration. This year, on a voluntary and civic-minded basis, a certain number of special resources persons, including members of government, elected representatives of the nation, and also actors from civil society and the business world, have asked to contribute their stone to the construction of the edifice. And that's, as you know, what makes this year special, practically in all the 10 regions.
The Director General of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Dr. Tausi, thank you very much for accepting to be our guest on the 7 p.m. news today.
Thank you for all the measures that we take to accompany us on this training.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. A book titled The History of the Balwe Clan has officially been launched in Boya. The book, authored by seasoned journalist Winyaoko Motale, a native of Bafaka Balwe in Dian Division of the Southwest Region, is a discovery and rediscovery of the roots of the Balwe people. Tene Claudia attended the ceremony and compiled the following report from Boya.
The 14th chapter book captioned The History of the Balwe Clan by Winyaoko Motale sheds light on the origin, culture, and as well as the way of life of the Balwe people of the Dian Division in the Southwest Region.
It's a history that I would be proud if the other tribes people read it, they see the interactions. Is it the Balwe children who want to learn a thing or two, or Oko children who want to learn from this history? Even the Calabar people, to the Nigerians, they may want to know that relationship that the Calabar people had with the Balwe people, or Oko by extension.
The book has been appreciated by the sons and daughters who turned out for the official launch. Chief Mukete Joseph is the traditional ruler of Batenge Balwe.
I encourage so many people, all the Balwe, most especially the Balwe people, they should buy this book because it has a lot of insight on the Balwe. Other people out of Balwe land, they can buy the book to study, to learn. You might be in courtship with a Balwe girl or a Balwe man. You at least know their culture. So I encourage everybody to buy the book.
The people of the Balwe clan have thus been encouraged to get a copy of the book, reiterating that a people without knowledge of your past, origin, and culture, it's like a tree without roots. Tene Claudia, CRTV, Boya.
In news out of Cameroon, the leader of a Kenyan cult who allegedly encouraged over 400 followers to starve themselves to death had pleaded not guilty to manslaughter in one of the worst ever cases of cult-related mass deaths. Self-proclaimed pastor Paul McKenzie appeared in court in the coastal city of Mombasa alongside 94 other suspects today. Mr. McKenzie was arrested last April after 429 bodies, including children, were dug up from a gravesite in Shakahola, a remote forest about 2 hours' drive west of Malindi. Most of the bodies showed signs of starvation and assault. At least 21 people are now known to have died after a landslide at a massive rubbish dump in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Rescuers are continuing to dig through the waste in the hope of finding more survivors after the landslide, which followed weeks of torrential rain. The 14-hectare Kitezi landfill is the only one serving the whole of Kampala, a city home to an estimated 4 million people. In sports, the Paralympic team of Cameroon began acclimatization in Boite in France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris. The five athletes to compete in three disciplines trained in Yaoundé for more than 3 weeks before traveling to France. Harrison Achutiku has details of the team.
The two taekwondo athletes, Dazi Marie Antoinette and Chemoni Tekam Gilang, that make up the Paralympic team of Cameroon, are high-spirited after the first phase of their training in Yaoundé. Two-time African champion in the K44 to 67 kilogram category in taekwondo, Dazi Marie Antoinette is the flag bearer of the team.
I'm not alone in that challenge. I can give all the best, what I can do better, and enjoy it. I'm not stressed about that. I just have to enjoy and leave God do the job.
Mengeltama Giselle Alette Mawe Fokao and Yves Noir Batifi, who will be competing in para powerlifting, short puts, and high jump, train two times daily, as outlined by the coach of the powerlifter, Chiffin Constance.
In the hotel, we do leave for reinforcement. We were going to JP Melin and ENGS. Manga Tama Giselle, she has been competing in para powerlifting at the level of FENASUD, where she has always been the champion. And we have been going for world championship. And the last competition we went was in Mexico, where she got gold medal for less than 73 kilograms. And in Commonwealth Games 2022, she came out fourth.
While handing Cameroon's flag to the Paralympic team, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, stressed on the need for the athletes to put up a good performance in the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
To end this news here once again are the main points. Extended conferences on budget programming have opened in Yaoundé, jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The inter-community conflict between the Tikars and the Bamuns of Noun Division, which has already claimed three lives, has come under discussions at talks organized by the Ministry of Territorial Administration. Youths in Cameroon have been told to avail themselves of the opportunities offered by the Special Presidential Triennial Youth Plan for Digital Transformation and Wealth Creation. This was the focus of the 7 p.m. in-depth segment. And in news out of Cameroon, the leader of a Kenyan religious group who encouraged more than 400 people to starve themselves to death has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter in one of the worst cases of cult-related mass deaths in the country. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.